and welcome to a special episode of Musings on Golf with a new feature that we like to call Musings on Golf Travel. I'm Kelly Elbin, along with my good friend Bob Bupka. Robert, as you well know, we often have the opportunity to travel to some of the best locations and resorts to play golf, maybe experience the fantastic amenities that a resort provides, and certainly take full advantage of the entire atmosphere that comes with it. How about launching Musings on Golf Travel? It's kind of fun, my friend.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it because in retrospect, I have been extremely blessed to visit and play and stay at some of the best golf resorts man has to offer. And you and I together, hopefully, we're going to make those places available to our listeners on Musings on Golf. And I can guarantee you one thing going in. If we give the recommendation, it'll be as fine a place as you ever hope to stay.
Yeah, and I agree. And we're going to spotlight the Omni PGA Fiskro Resort in this opening segment. But Bob, before we get into all that, the specifics, in general, what we're going to try to do, and again, as you mentioned, we've been blessed to have traveled together. I've been with a bunch of guys many times to play, you know, in golf buddy trips. I know you have. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, what are the opportunities to take advantage of those just terrific golf-related trips, those excursions, whether you're in the United States or abroad? What are the amenities that golfers should expect, want to enjoy? Is the resort good for families? Is it not just a buddy trip for guys? Is it also a buddy trip that women can take advantage of? I think we're going to look at all of those through the different individuals, the executives we speak with at these resorts, and find out what makes their places so special.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think one of the real joys of playing golf, and you use the term buddy trips, you know, I've been on numerous buddy trips and enjoyed every one of them. My son now, who's an attorney, every year they pick a different place and they go with 8 to 12 guys and do a buddy trip. And I make sure that I find out from him, you know, the pluses, the minuses, because anything we're going to recommend during this segment is going to be first class all the way.
Well, I can remember, yeah, my days when I was the editor of PGA Magazine back in the 90s. The magazine was published in the Detroit area at the time, and I would go with a bunch of guys quite often up to northern Michigan and experience places like Treetops and Grand Traverse Resort. I mean, places that I likely might never have gone to, but otherwise, man, they were so much fun. You know, you go there for whether it's a weekend or 5 days, and the memories that you create, the fun that you have, and then passing along that good word to say, hey, man, if you haven't been to this place, you got to give it a thought. And I know that this very first show, you had the opportunity to go to the KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at the new PGA of America headquarters and the golf courses in Frisco, Texas, and you discovered a pretty special resort there, huh?
It was incredible. It's a brand new Omni Hotel Resort, and we're proud to make you aware of it on our first edition of Musings on Golf Travel. It's a 500 hotel room resort with all the amenities, 13 restaurants, a putting green that's 200 yards long and lighted at night. So, I mean, from soup to nuts, you go to the Omni PGA Frisco Resort. You're going to have the golf trip of your life.
And Bob was there in May of 2023, had the opportunity to sit down with Jeff Smith, the vice president and managing director of the Omni PGA Frisco Resort. And you're going to hear that from him in just a minute. Yeah, and Bob, a spa, 4 swimming pools, 49 suites. They have 10 lodges or upscale from that, if you will, but places where buddies can go for a long weekend or 4 or 5 days to play and enjoy all the amenities that the rest of the resort offers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all there at your fingertips. You check in to the Omni PGA Frisco Resort. You don't have to worry about going anyplace else for the rest of your entire stay. Great food, great golf, great fun.
Well, I know you had a great time, so now let's hear Bob's interview with Jeff Smith, VP and Managing Director of the Omni PGA Frisco Resort in Frisco, Texas.
Jeff, welcome to Musings on Golf. It is indeed an honor for me because I saw the Omni Hotel I saw what the PGA of America is doing here, and they had enough confidence in you to make you vice president and managing director here at Frisco. What did you do prior to this position to earn this position?
First of all, Bob, thank you for taking the time to speak with me. And it's just to clarify, it's the Omni PGA Frisco Resort.
Okay.
And the reason I'm clarifying is because the answer to your question is there's an Omni Frisco Hotel, which is 7 miles away from the resort, and that's a partnership with the Dallas Cowboy football team. And I opened that hotel, and I was a year on pre-construction, and then I was the regional vice president overseeing all the Dallas-Fort Worth hotels. But I've been with Omni Hotels and Resorts for 30 years, and next month will be my 40th anniversary in the hotel and resort industry.
Let me start out with a tough one. What makes Omni so special?
First and foremost, it's a family-owned business, and I was always treated and have been treated like a member of the family, the rolling family that owns Omni Hotels and Resorts. And every hotel or resort that I've operated, I've always taken that to heart. And so the people, the associates that we work together, the 1,000 associates here on the campus, are members of the family. And we aren't here to just do the job. We're here to make memories for our guests, but for each other. So it's all about family.
PGA of America created something so special here in Frisco. I had heard about it, I was told about it, but nothing affected me like when I got here and I saw it in person. I mean, this is like something that you would think 20 years from now would come into existence. I mean, it is the state of the art.
It is. You know, first and foremost, the PGA of America are amazing partners, you know, with Omni Hotels and Resorts and this wonderful project. And the reality is they're the halo effect of the beginning, the genesis of making this all happen. When the PGA of America decided to move their headquarters from Florida here to Frisco, Texas, then that led to the discussion of what if there was a training facility or, you know, a golf component to the campus. And then that led to the discussion of, well, if there's going to be golf, what about a resort? And obviously you see where we are now today, nearly five years later from when the agreement was signed in November of 2018 to having opened the resort. But the reality is none of this would have happened without the PGA of America moving their headquarters from Florida. So we're all grateful for the PGA of America to make that decision, because where we see and what you see today here at this incredible campus starts with that decision.
Jeff, I want to focus on the resort aspect of this. Sure, they're going to hold their PGA Championship. The Senior PGA Championship is this week. Ryder Cup is going to be coming. But for a golf nut living anywhere in the country, and they want to have a wonderful golf experience, what does the resort provide for them?
Well, first of all, taking a step back, the resort is a $520 million project. So that's all, a little over $500 million. And so, the golf is an amazing amenity to the project, but there's so much more. This resort is built to be literally day one, when we opened a few weeks ago, to be a top 10 destination resort in the country. And some of the salient points to that, to accentuate that point, is number one, we have 13 restaurants, 13 different food and beverage offerings. We have a destination spa with 20 treatment rooms, 15,000 square feet. We have 4 pools on the campus, 2 family pools, an adult infinity edge pool. We have a pool for the spa. We have 31 cabanas altogether. And we have 9 retail stores, and the Monument Realty PGA District is a destination district in conjunction or a part of the resort. And then that's the district that has the largest putting green in the United States, called the Dance Floor. That's 200 yards long, 80,000 square feet. The 10-hole pitch and putt course the Dance Floor and the 10-hole pitch and putt is lighted with music, so you're putting or golfing on the short course all the way up until 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And of course, then we have the golf. Fields Ranch East and Fields Ranch West. And the Fields Ranch East golf course is the only golf course in the world with 26 committed championships to it prior to even being open. And so, you know, just it's an incredible destination. It's a mile-long campus, 660 acres, and it truly is, and I'm proud to say, a top 10 destination resort in our country today, as now that we're open.
As we speak, is the Omni PGA Frisco Resort open completely? Is everything done that you needed done so that a month from now, some listeners to our show decide they want to come here, everything would be available?
It is. When we opened on May 2nd, we opened 100% of the resort all in one, all at the same time, all in one day. So the entirety of the resort, everything opened in one day. And so, again, everything that I described all opened on the same day. There was no ramp-up period or a phase-in approach where golf opened prior to the resort opening or restaurants opened at a later time. No, we decided to go literally all in and open all at one time. And that decision was made several years ago. So, yes, so everything opened. There's nothing that's not open. And we're up and running, and we're proud that we're providing excellent experiences here at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort.
How many rooms in the hotel?
Yeah, 500 guest rooms and 49 suites, and every suite has a balcony. And also a big component that I also wanted to mention is we also have 10 luxury residences, 10 ranch homes as part of the campus. And this is really important for your listeners because the real reason we built those ranch homes, they're 2,800 square feet indoor-outdoor, four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath homes, is really for golf buddy groups. So your listeners that love to be able to book those golf buddy trips, this is the reason we built those homes. We have 10 of them. So 32 guys could come in and they could rent eight of the homes and obviously golf and have the premier golf experience here in the country. And then they have all the other amenities of the resort between the restaurants and the pools. And it really brings an unparalleled experience of golf travel to their experience.
It has been a pleasure talking to you. I congratulate you. For years, I used to think when I was introduced to somebody that had a very successful position, oh, what a lucky guy. But as I got older and I got a lot smarter, luck has nothing to do with it. I mean, your buddy here, Paul Ernst, director of golf, I've known him for years in conjunction with the Byron Nelson. Luck didn't get Paul Ernst here. Luck certainly didn't get Jeff Smith here. Congratulations on what you did in your lifetime to get this position. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. I don't know if I'd use the word luck, but I would certainly use the word blessed. Very, very blessed. There's a lot of people that have to advocate for one in their career. If you think that you've done it all yourself, then you don't have your head in the right place. So I'm really blessed. People have taken care of me, and Paul and I are at a point in our career where we want to give back and take care of the next generation for their future careers and quality of work life.
I'm so impressed. Thank you, Jeff Smith.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you.
Bob, I know you really enjoyed your stay at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort, and after hearing from Jeff Smith, I guess I can understand why. What a place that is.
Yeah, absolutely, and we had the opportunity to spend some time there, the amenities, the room, the service, everything about it, first class, and maybe it's even a little better than first class.
For more information to set those buddy trips up or for a long weekend with your spouse or with some friends, just go to omnihotels.com, and you'll find out everything that Omni PGA Frisco Resort has to offer. Well, my friend, we have our first travel feature in the books. Let's see where the next one takes us. It's been a lot of fun, Bob. And as we said at the start, golf and travel, they've been intertwined for so long. Kind of fun for us to have the opportunity to share some of our experiences that we then hope others will take advantage of.
Yeah, and the advantage is going to be we're going to be talking about firsthand experiences. Mm-hmm. We have gone to the places we're going to recommend, and we're going to assure you that they are first class all the way. After you come back from that first trip, you'll be saying, hey, Kelly, hey, Bob, thanks for that tip. We really had a blast.
Bob, thank you. And again, thank you to Jeff Smith at the Omni PGA Frisco Resort. For Bob Bopka, Kelly Elbin signing off the very first special episode of Musings on Golf Travel.